after looking at all and hearing all the talk, what did you come away with last week?
Played well, you know. I know a lot of talk's been made of it, controversy and stuff, but those things happen. Played well offensively. Did what we had to do defensively. Got stops when we needed to. So, I mean, we're moving on. It's over with.
Do you anticipate having maybe not 50 passes a game, but yeah. 40 somewhere?
Well, you know, you never know. I mean, we weren't really sure what they were going to do. I mean, we wanted to run the ball. I mean, we want to run the ball every game. You know, that's what kind of where everything starts with us. But you know, we got some looks that we really liked with our passing game and the way the offensive line's playing. I mean, we can do a little bit of everything out there.
Looks like you guys have a lot of different formations right now. How much of what you're grasping right now could you have grasped this time last year?
You know, I mean, it's a lot of formations, a lot of the same plays, though. I mean, we're just kind of mixing things up. I mean, we started doing it in OTAs and continued since, you know. So, I mean, it's a learning curve. I mean, as a quarterback, I mean, anybody that's went through it knows it. It takes a few years to finally get comfortable with everything.
What is it that's clicked for you from your perspective? What do you think it is this first two games?
I mean, it's a little bit of everything, you know. It's just feeling comfortable out there, I think, is the biggest key. Because, I mean, not thinking as much. I mean, knowing exactly what I got to do, play in and play out. And, I mean, you got to give a lot of credit to those other guys. I mean, I think this group offensively has kind of grown together. We've kind of learned at the same rate. And, like I said before, the offensive line's playing so well.
Do you have a preference personally between lining up under center and lining up in shotgun?
I'd be in shotgun every play if I could. 85 plays or whatever it was, I'd be back there every time.
Jay, how much fun are you having with this offense and with all the weapons?
Yeah, it makes it easy. It makes it easy. You know, my job is getting easier week by week with these guys. With B-back and the way Eddie's playing and Tony and Daniel Graham, and you got Stoke coming in there on third downs a lot. So the line's playing well. The backs are protecting and getting out when I need them. So it's fun. I think Jeremy Bates is doing a great job so far.
Jay, coming into the season, how confident were you that you would get off to this?
I mean, we were confident, you know, but I mean, there were still so many questions, you know. I mean, with B out, offensive line, we kind of patched them together. There were questions about me, of where my growth was. So, you know, you just never know. You never know how guys are reacting. You never know how things are going to turn out. This league's crazy.
And how confident are you personally, that you personally
be confident? I mean, I was confident, you know. But, I mean, I'm only as good as the offensive line and the rest of those guys out there, you know, and the way they're playing right now, they're making me look good.
The Saints are kind of a mystery. We don't see them very much. What have you been able to pick up about this team that people probably don't know very much about?
Good team. They're a good team, you know. I think they're a little underrated right now. People are kind of overlooking them. But, I mean, we're two games deep in the NFL season, so missing a few guys defensively. I mean, it's a totally different scheme for us. I mean, it's a lot of cover two, a lot of quarters, and we're coming off a strictly man game with Oakland, and then a 3-4 game with the Chargers. So a totally different scheme for us. We've got to prepare because it's got to get back to what we were doing in OTAs against our defense. So we're excited for it. You know, we're starting fast right now, but we're taking one game at a time.
Did you guys study New England a lot in the offseason film? New England, Pittsburgh?
New England, Pittsburgh, Chargers, Dallas, you know, a lot of the team. I mean, the teams were in the top five. The Saints looked at them some. I mean, they passed the ball a lot. So, I mean, this is a copycat league. I mean, everyone looks at everyone, takes plays here and there, tweaks them a little bit. We really liked what the Patriots were doing with some of their empty sets, and we got similar weapons with our guys, with our tight ends and our backs are able to get out, and with Tony and B, so and Stoke running some of those underneath stuff. So we offensively kind of matched up with what they were doing, and we thought we might put it in. It's working so far.
You think it's becoming an offensive league again? I mean, there are no dominant defenses anymore.
It's tough. I mean, with as much film studies you're able to do, and as creative as some of these younger coaches are getting with formations and drawing up plays, it's getting tough defensively, you know. And it's hard to blitz whenever you get in those empty packages because, I mean, you got quick answers all over the field. So quarterbacks are getting better, you know. I think Brady raised the bar definitely last year. Him and Peyton have been kind of fighting it out. So you got to get better if you want to keep playing.
Do you feel sympathy to
the defense? No, absolutely not. No, we'll line it up and put 50 up again, so hopefully.
Jay, what do you think